DeSantis, I'm getting all the meat off the bone. By Neil Monroe on May 25, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis opened his 2024 campaign on Wednesday by using Twitter to argue he can deliver on campaign promises amid bitter resistance from the swamp in Washington, D.C. I remember sitting at the desk in the state capitol my first day as governor 4.5 years ago. DeSantis told Elon Musk during the Twitter broadcast as Breitbart News reported, adding. I looked around the room, and I thought to myself, I don't know what sob is going to succeed me in this chair. But they're not going to have anything to do because I'm getting all the meat off the bone. If elected president, I am going to make sure that I'm leaning into issues and making an impact. And we have done that in the state of Florida, and I bring that exact attitude up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. DeSantis backed up his promise of hard-nosed management by cutting his Florida efforts to reform education, block racial discrimination, curb illegal migration, and implement fast-track construction projects, saying, "We eliminated critical race theory from our K-12 schools. That was the right thing to do. We're also not going to be teaching people to hate their country. But what we are going to do is teach the accurate history." So in the same bill that banned critical race theory, we required teaching thoroughly about racial discrimination that occurred in American history. I've put a lot of my capital as Florida governor in combating illegal immigration. We banned sanctuary cities my first year. We just did a strong anti-illegal immigration bill in Florida that's working. I put marine assets in the Florida Keys to help the Coast Guard repel boats from places like Haiti. So I don't think any governor has probably gone out of his way to do more to try to make an impact on this issue. And I'm not going to take no for an answer, and I think our voters are sick of the empty promises. They want to see action. DeSantis also cited his battle with Disney as an example of how he can overcome opposition. They did oppose our parents' rights legislation. And the fact is, when they opposed it, that was a big deal, because for 50 years, anytime Disney wanted something in Florida politics, they pretty much got it. But not this time. I signed the bill. I think some of these Republicans that are taking Disney's side, they're basically showing themselves to be corporatists because these were all corporate goodies, he added.